Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, give it up for... Are you officially a friend of the show now?
I am.
I think so.
I'd like to think so, right?
Psh, Chloe Bailey on the listen. So, I made sure before we started this conversation, I had a convo with your dad. I've been talking to your dad for years.
Yes,
every time
yes.
I see y'all, I talk to your dad. And shout to mom, too. But the transition that you are going through as a young woman... Talk to us about the conversations that you've had to have with family.
Oh, wow.
If at all.
Yeah.
Because the person that you're becoming, the woman embracing your sexuality and everything, mm-hmm. I'm sure that was a conversation, yes?
Yeah, there's been a few conversations. But what I love is how supportive my family is of me and how I choose to express myself because I am my own person. And for that, I'm truly, truly grateful. You know, I'm 23 now. It's crazy because inside I still feel 15. I still feel very young inside, but it's really been fun expressing myself and finding my voice. So,
how much of when you decided... Because it feels like I remember the first post you ever did where everybody was like, oh, crazy.
What was the first big one?
I think it was Bust It Challenge.
Bust It Challenge.
Yes, yes, yep. yes.
Was there a conversation before that went up? Or did you throw that up and I'm going to deal with the repercussions later?
I just threw it up. I was just having fun. I didn't expect all of that to happen from it. You know, I'm used to my body and the skin I'm in, and I was just having fun like everyone else was online. So I wasn't expecting that. I was just like, oh, I made a TikTok.
Did you talk to your sister about it?
Well, she was in London. We both would always send each other the Bust It Challenge videos because everyone loved watching them. That's been like one of my favorite challenges online, and it was really fun when I actually did it.
Are you guys similar in the way that you approach, like, you know, being comfortable with sexuality publicly?
Mm-hmm,
are you similar or are you guys different?
I think the beautiful thing about us is as similar as we are completely different as well. So you'd have to ask her to really pick her brain on it. But from what I know from her, I love it because she's so effortless with her beauty and her grace. And I love how, like, you can tell the difference between the two of us. Like, usually everyone thinks we're twins. And it's like,
that's now, how y'all grew up
exactly,
with that energy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like now people are getting to see the personal side of both of us.
Well, I would just like to say that we were about an hour ago. I said to the people here, I was like, hey, you guys think Chloe comes in looking like old Chloe, or you think she comes in as sex symbol Chloe? And I just want to say, well, goddamn. You decided to come in as I got the answer. But you're doing it like you had to have immediately enjoyed on a human level just the feedback. Like, the fact is, like, you've broken the internet now multiple times where you were the topic of conversation. A, was that fun? And then also, don't you have to be mindful that you don't fall too in love with that feeling of people talking about you?
Well, yeah, for sure. One, that's a crazy thing that people even care enough to talk about me doing little stuff like that, even if it's past my music, which I'm so grateful for, honestly. And one thing I realize is that really the only validation that I'm looking for is mine and God's, quite frankly. So it's pretty cool when people appreciate me and the skin that I'm in, and I love that. And I'm like, yeah, because it helps me, and I'm so grateful, and I wouldn't be here without that. But it doesn't...
So you don't find yourself looking at a post and being like, oh, this one didn't get the same amount of likes as the last one.
I mean, we're human. You know,
that's the hard part,
you know,
though.
We're human. This is part of my business. So I'm not going to sit up here and lie like, oh, I don't pay attention to that stuff because it helps sell my music. But other than that, you know,
you don't take
I can't,
it personally.
No, I can't let my world revolve around that.
I think good recently I saw a post of a choreography that you did recently, and then some people were like, ah, she's doing too much, and you kind of addressed it like, oh, well, like, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, I've been like that ever since I was a little girl. I've always been extra, and I love it. It's who I am. I'm not trying to be anyone else. If I toned it down, that's when I'd be playing a different role, and that's not authentic, and so it's the opposite of what exactly I stand for. Exactly, 23.
Yeah.
Yes.
So take me into, you know, And the reason I talk to your dad a lot is because I have a little girl. And a little girl who loves to dance and a little girl who loves to sing and perform. And maybe that's where she wants to go. Who knows? I'm here to support.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a lot of young girls listening that are making decisions that they may not have the same support that you have. Mm-hmm. Art, you know, to be an artist and to just live in your skin and embrace sexuality, et cetera, et cetera. What did you want to hear from your dad? Did he know what to say? Like, you know, what was there? Was there any piece of your brain that was like, you know, I hope my dad handles this the right way? Or did you already like take me into that? Because I'm sure there's a dad listening like, yo, if that was my daughter, I'll, you know.
Yeah.
But that's not what a young girl needs. Mm-hmm, right. Like, mm-hmm. Talk about that. What
well,
is the best?
Yeah,
way?
I'm such a huge family girl. So, of course, I care about my family's opinions. But at the end of the day, what I'm learning is that you have to please yourself, because you'll be left alone in your room at night. And when you look in the mirror, are you proud of yourself? Are you doing everything that you want to do? Are you saying what you want to say? So at the end of the day, that's what matters. And I'm so grateful to be in a family that supports that. And so, yeah.
So and dad was on point.
Yeah, they were on point.
What about mom?
Both. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, did I guess, you know, your sister being, you know, I mean, she's about to be Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Like, that's
area.
On its way out.
Yeah.
Was that ever a concern where you were like, I hope what I'm doing doesn't, you know, because that's Disney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a different brand. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely not. We're two completely different people. And that's what I love about us. We're so strong together and also so strong separately. So no.
So is the Chloe and Halle brand going anywhere? Like, are you guys taking a little hiatus where you do your own things? How do you view you guys, not your sister relationship, obviously, but from a professional standpoint, how do you view that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we killed it with Ungodly Hour, and I'm so proud of the success with that.
A lot of hits.
I'm so happy. And then Sis went to London to film Little Mermaid for about 8 months. So me, because I'm always creating music anyways, I couldn't stop. I was like, I got to keep going. And so I'm like, okay, I have all this music on my hard drive. What am I going to do with it? And it just happened naturally. So, of course, right after I put out my project, we're going to go back to that. So it's going to be fun for both of us to do the group stuff at the same time as well as solo endeavors.
The album you're working on, mm-hmm. I saw the Fallon performance. I love how you went, instead of just doing the choreography that you did at the MTV Awards, you now switched it up.
Yeah.
And on Fallon, you were at the beat machine with the strings behind you. You know, you showed that you kind of took the emphasis off of my body and put it back on your music now that you have everyone's attention.
Yeah.
Talk about that strategy as a person who's bringing people into her music and the fact that you need to reemphasize, yo, I make beats out here. Like, I really do this.
Yeah, well, I think it's so cool as an artist how you can continue to reinvent yourself. And for the longest, ever since I was a little girl, I've been producing. And, you know, people who are fans of my sister, and I know that, but I wanted to kind of just reintroduce myself because I am kind of starting off as a new artist. And I still make the beats. I'm involved in all the songwriting and vocal production and production and all my music. So I was like, you know what? I want to bring that to life on the stage. And I was like, okay, I want to have the strings and have my beat machine. And I'm always so heavily inspired by Kanye, so that was cool to kind of bring that moment.
It definitely had
It had the MTV Awards Runaway vibe.
Yeah,
the podium
for sure.
With the beat machine on the little,
what machine was it? What did you have up there with you?
Yeah, it was my Akai MPC. I usually produce with my Ableton Push 2, but I just wanted something simpler because I got these long nails and
that's
didn't
the
need
easier
so many
one
buttons.
To play. Right.
Exactly.
So is that, because when you and your sister were out touring, when you guys were on stage together, that was a part of the live performance aesthetic, right?
Exactly.
You would have your sister singing, you're making beats in the back, y'all singing together, harmonizing, all of it, you're playing the keys, et cetera, et cetera. Now you're going back out on tour with post-COVID, right? You're getting back out on these stages.
Yeah. It's been fun doing shows, little pockets, because I miss that. That's my favorite feeling, being on the stage. Like that, it's every time I get on the stage, I'm like, okay, this is why I do what I do. It's like the highest of the high, and it's where I truly feel my complete 1,000% authentic self on the stage. And it's so fun because I almost like, it's an outer body almost in a way, and I just... I'm such an overthinker, but that's the one moment I don't overthink. Once I get on there, it's just a blur, and I blink out, and it's the best feeling.
How old were you when you first were able to be recognized as being, you know, someone, as being famous in any way? Do you remember how old you were exactly?
I can't really
pinpoint the moment because in my mind, I still have so much more to go. So in my head, I haven't made it.
But I just mean where one person was like, hey, I want to take a picture with you. Know, were you 16 years old?
I was young because I got in the business really young. Like the very first movie I did was Fighting Temptations with B when I was 4. So it started from there in acting and then music. But so yeah, it was very young. I've been doing this for a long time, which is crazy to think because I'm still really young.
Right? Yeah, like that's what I was going to say. It must be just... Your entire upbringing has not been typical,
yeah,
you know,
for sure,
and where you are at 23, I guess, do you feel relative to your friends who are not celebrities, do you feel advanced for 23 or do you feel like in some ways stunted for 23 from a social standpoint because you haven't gotten to do every normal thing we've gotten to do?
Okay, completely.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
To be completely honest, okay, on a business side, I feel like I've learned so much because I am learning to use my voice, and in a lot of ways, I'm a lot older than I'm in a more mature headspace than a lot of 23-year-olds would be. In terms of personal, I was homeschooled, so I was very like in there. So of course, in that way, sometimes I feel more immature than my actual age. So I think that's why inside I feel 15, but when it comes to my business, I feel
like 45.
A grown woman. Exactly.
Right.
So it's a little bit of both,
honestly. Did you want to go to like prom and stuff like that?
Of course I did. And the crazy thing is I wanted to go so bad. I went with a family friend who I kind of met for the first time that day. It was like a blind date prom. But I'm so happy I can at least say I got to go.
Right.
And
right.
I learned
How
that.
How was that outfit though? You was on fire
Oh, it was
that
on
night.
Fire. Was I went to Macy's. I got my boots rest. With the bedazzle, and I had my hair in a high bun. I remember it, and I had a great time. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, I wish I had that. But then it's like sometimes you got to give to really get what you want. And I'm so happy that I did that and sacrificed so I can be here where I am right now. So, yeah.
You came off stage at the VMAs, I think it was, and you saw your sister.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You just were like,
Yeah.
Share with us what was going on in your mind and just that whole night and why, because I saw some people saying like, why is she breaking down crying? Like they've been on stages before, like, but this was clearly something
was
very
different. It was different. And I'll tell you why. It was like, even just thinking about it now, it's bringing me back to the feeling I had. Like I could barely walk to the stage. And then even after I couldn't even walk, I just collapsed. And I think when you work so hard for something and you know, all of the energy and all the fighting that you're putting into something and you finally get to see it pay off a little bit and you finally get to say, here is me 1,000%. It was that moment for me. And, you know, it might have been a performance for some people, but for me, it was life changing. And, you know, I watch it back and there's so many things. I'm like, okay, I can fix that, I can fix that. But for me, that was the best feeling. And it was like, I was on such a euphoric high. It was crazy. Like it took me a few days to even get down from that. And it's like anytime anyone asks me about the VMAs, it like brings me back right to that feeling.
You and your sister, we met you at, and I mean we, not just the show, but we as the public who listens has watched you grow. You guys were how old?
Ooh. Well, when people started seeing us on YouTube, we were like 13, 11. Yeah.
And so as a 13-year-old and your sister being 11, did you guys say, hey, mom and dad, we want to start making videos? Like, how did that happen? Like, what was that first step?
So we were singing around Atlanta because that's our hometown. And we were like, okay, how can we get recognized in a way? Because
so 100% we want to perform. We want to be a group.
Absolutely.
That was my
sister and I's decision completely. And, you know, producers weren't really wanting to work with us because what kind of songs and beats are you going to make for a 13, 11-year-old? I mean, let's be honest. So we were like, okay, what can we do so people want to hear us? We knew we were talented. We knew we had great voices and the passion. So we're like, what can we do? People would come to us, oh, do the YouTube thing, post YouTube covers. We're like, yeah, yeah. We kind of dismissed it because there's one in a million chance. But one day, because Hallie and I have always loved B from the very beginning. Best Thing I Never Had came out. We found the instrumental online on YouTube. We burned it on the little CD. Our older sister, she had the camcorder and we were in our basement and we shot it. And we shot it a few times. You know, we were dressed up too formal in the beginning. Even our mom came down. She was like, that's too much. And then we ended up in tank tops. And we asked them, can we post this? They're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And
Yeah, that's how it started.
Wow.
I hear people call you like a baby Beyonce, like the comparisons. Do you, and you've always embraced it, obviously you're a big fan. Mm-hmm. And do you guys talk to Beyonce on a regular? Is that a relationship that you guys continue to have?
Absolutely. I'm really grateful for her because the insight that she has, it's so perfect because everything I'm going through, she has gone through. And it's just the best feeling knowing you have someone like her in your corner. And it's pretty damn cool.
Well, a lot of people believe they have, like, you know, God in their corner. You actually have God in your corner. It's named
Two-time.
Her name is Beyonce. But did you hear from her by any chance after any of the big viral moments?
What did she say? She's always supportive. She's like, keep doing your thing. She's always supportive. And I'm just, she never tries to... How can I word it? She lets us be us completely, and she just guides us with her advice and insight. Any advice she gives, I'm going to take it because, you know, she's learned and been, she's gone through it and experienced it.
So I was just picturing the idea of like one of those videos, the Doja Cat one.
Oh yeah,
the challenge.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just wonder whether that happens, and then like you just get big eyes from beyond.
Yeah, the silhouette challenge. Okay, can I tell you guys something crazy? I had that in my phone for like 6 months. I had my Finsta, so that was done 6 months even before the silhouette challenge, and I didn't post it a part of the silhouette challenge, but people thought it was a part of it. So it's like most of the content on my page I've been like this all my life. It's just people got to see me completely. So it wasn't really anything new or shocking to my parents.
So now that you just admitted publicly that you have a Finsta, how is that going to play out? Because people are going
to... And people in Congress are still trying to figure out what that means.
Well, the thing is, I don't really post that much on my Finsta anymore unless it's like memes. You know, when you like feeling a certain way and you just got to get your feelings out, but you don't want to put it out publicly, I'll put it on there. But yeah, I don't have to post on my Finsta anymore because I have my meme.
Does Beyonce follow your Finsta?
No comment.
Okay. Interesting. I just wanted to know if
Beyonce
ever sends...
She probably follows it with her Finsta.
Right. Mm. I wonder if Beyonce ever sends googly eyes to someone.
Hov and B's Finstas, you know they out here moving.
Hov is out here on the... what's
Who
the fake Twitter?
Who do you think has more? Beyonce has more fake accounts or Hov?
I don't know Beyonce well. I know that Hov is in tune to everything that happens in the world on Twitter or Instagram, so he's very active.
Not that he cares. He just loves the debate. He just loves the convo.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Finstas?
Nah.
No?
I just this week.
It?
No, I thought about a fake Twitter account.
Have you ever made a fake Instagram to stalk people to watch their stories?
No.
No?
No.
No?
I don't believe it.
You just confirmed right now that people can see when I watch their stories. Yeah. I never even paid attention to that.
You have to know that.
No, I knew it. I'm joking, but I never cared. But now you're making... there's certain stories I probably shouldn't be looking at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be the thing, because you can tell, like, I know... You know everyone who watches your story.
Yes, because you can see.
So you have... There are some very famous people out there mm-hmm. who I'm sure you're like, damn, you watch every one of my motherfucking stories.
I'm sure.
And you can't help but register a little bit. Probably some very eligible people out there.
Well, I was going to transition to the DM talk at this point because I got to assume that it's insane in there.
Yeah, it is, but I don't really go in there. I only go in there if it's for music. Sometimes me and my brother, I'll give him my phone and we'll go through because unless you accept the DMs, it won't say you bought it or opened it. So we'll go through there and he'll be like, what? This person's in there. I'm like, what is this? And we'll both bust out laughing, but then I won't respond.
So dating has to be not, is that on the table? Like, how are you doing this now? Because last time we talked, you know, you was focused on a TV show, the album. You know, we ain't doing that right now. Where are you at now with the dating? What's going on?
Right now I'm focused on my music.
Got it.
I mean, the good thing about music is that it's fueled by experiences in life. And, you know, there's so many stories that you will hear when I release my album that I've been through.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm great.
So there's been some dating.
Of course. I'm human. But right now I'm focusing on music.
Got it.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear some breakup stories.
Sounds like some breakups happening. You're going to hear everything. I'm a pretty private person publicly, but in the music I'm not.
So, how much of this celebrity in this entertainment life are you leaning into now, right? Because we've heard on multiple instances in this convo, you talked about my business, your business acumen. Mm-hmm. Some part of people's business is sharing more personal stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like more relationship mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see yourself having a public relationship or allowing that to happen?
I mean, you never know. It has to be the right one, I think. And I don't want people to focus on that because they already focus on me and my body.
Right.
And I want them to focus on my music.
Right.
So that's the focus.
And I guess the next question is, what do you look for in a guy? Like, at this point in your life, right? Because I'm sure there's, you know, the DMs are crazy. And there's individuals out there who think they have a shot and they don't. or they think they have a shot just because they have a lot of money or they have a high profile.
Yeah.
What is important to Chloe at this point?
Okay, I'll list off a few things. They have to love God as much as I do. They have to be really kind and sweet.
Let's start at the first one. Love God as much as you do. Yes. Do you mean like actively religious?
No.
You just mean a spirituality?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right, continue.
Yeah. And they have to be really kind and sweet and funny. And they have to have a really like sense of drive because I want to be inspired by that because you become who you're around. So yeah, that's really it for me. I like a sweet spirit.
I'm calling
and a nerd
bullshit.
Like me. Why? Why you call BS? Let's
on what?
Because
you're
it.
A vegan.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me you're sitting down with a dude, he's not vegan, and he eats a whole steak.
That's fine.
Y'all making out after that, you don't mind. Mm-hmm. There's no pork chop, all that, it's
no,
all good.
That's fine.
I mean, okay.
Listen, I know vegans that are like,
no, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. Because my family eats... My family eats all that, so okay. I'm not tripping. I'll smell it. I'll be around it. I'm fine.
As long as you don't consume it, you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
And are you preparing it for someone? What if someone's like, hey, babe, do you want
to... Oh, no. That's not what I'm... Because I'll tell you, I've tried it. I've tried cooking like a hamburger for my brother. Almost passed out from the smell.
Okay.
No.
So, but not long-term children. Like, I mean, I'm jumping way
out.
But this becomes a convo, right? Okay. Where one person's diet...
I'm going to be honest. You don't know, and this will be far, far in the future, but a lot of women have certain pregnancy cravings, I hear. I don't know what I'm going to crave, so I'm not going to put myself in a box like that. But it's for true. Now, vegan is my lifestyle.
And you don't mind making out with a dude who just guzzled down 4 pork chops?
No.
Okay.
I have an update. Whoever ends up getting to date Chloe, I believe, will be willing to take on new dietary restrictions. It's gonna work out.
Start, right? It's gonna be
Yo,
all right.
She meets a dude who works at Panera. She's like, I really like you, but I'd like you to stop eating me. He's like, chill, Chloe. I'm eating this hamburger. I don't see that.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's so funny.
Yo, so I want to get into Ungodly Hour. What's the song y'all had the big remix for?
Yes, do it.
Yeah, let's play that, right?
Okay,
Are you, like, we talked about you talking to Beyonce, but there's so many other young ladies that are doing it right now that you've collaborated with. Will any of these collaborations be on the upcoming album that you could share with us?
We'll just have to wait and find out. But I will tell you who I've really been loving right now. I love Doja Cat. I love Rosalia and Billie Eilish. I think they're so fire, and their artistry is incredible, and that's something I really respect. So,
yeah.
Well, let's get into that. From the last album with Chloe and Haley, this is, what is it? Do It.
Yes, Do It.
Yeah, let's go. The new single, we got to get into Have Mercy.
Yes.
Did you do this beat? We've talked about your production and paying attention to certain things. Tell us what you're cooking, what you're not cooking, who you're partnering with, all of that.
So the fun thing about this project, because in the group, I was like all behind the production and the engineering, and I was like nerding out on that. But with this, I've been finding more freedom, and I'll have people engineer for me now, and I just get to focus on the lyrics and the melody, which has been fun. And then when I go home, make and like nerd out on my beats at home. But for Have Mercy, so... Murder was one of the DMs I actually did open and answer. He DMs me. He's like, oh, I want to send you some beats. He originally sent me a song. It was really cool. It was a demo with my friend who I already worked with. So I was like, okay, Murder's dope. So we exchanged info. We had each other's info for a few weeks, months or whatever. And he sent me this beat. I played it. I hear work it. I'm like, okay, I like this. But I didn't want to touch it yet because I knew I loved the beat, but I didn't want to mess it up. And I knew if I messed it up, then I wouldn't go back to work on the song. So I held on to it for about a month. I was like, okay, I got to find the right time. And I had a session with this guy named Teron. It was our very first time working together. And we were in this little tiny studio because I'm trying to save the coins. And so it was just me, him, and the engineer. And we were working and we were just talking. It was around April, early April, when everyone really had something to say about how I show my body and show myself. And that was at the forefront of my mind. And of course, hearing the song that says booty so big on it, I'm like, okay, I love the skin I'm in. I kind of wanted to do something where I respond to what everyone's saying. So if you really listen to each lyric, it's a response to what everyone had to say about me. And it was pretty special. The song was meant to be in that moment because it was the very first time we worked together. And we wrote it in less than an hour. So I had the song finished back in April. And, you know, I just held on to it for the right time because timing's everything. And I'm just really grateful for what it's been doing. I wasn't expecting it.
Talk about that timing. Who do you talk to? Is that because Beyonce is great with timing. So yeah. I'm assuming you being part of the Parkwood group, like they help you understand that concept of timing. Because a lot of artists just be like, I made this yesterday. I want it out tomorrow.
And that's me. You know, I just always, when I create something, I'm so excited. I just want to throw it out. But I'm learning to have discipline. And, you know, I talk to my family and my godmom, and I just kind of like breathe, I work, I keep my head down and see what happens. So as long as you're putting in the work and you just trust and have faith, everything will fall in the right place.
And what's the name of the upcoming album? Do we have that public
yet? I do have the name, but it's not public. Oh.
Artists love a slow rollout.
It's got to roll out. Everything's a part of the rollout.
Title.
Yes.
Date.
We have a
cover.
You got a date?
Track list.
You can't give it features. All out at once. Come on.
Do we have a date?
We have a tentative date.
Don't have a date.
How about a year?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that long.
Okay. Well, it's about timing, right? So you're seeing how this everything manifests.
And I want to put a few songs out before I drop it. You know, I'm technically a new artist.
I love it.
Yeah, true.
Have a few singles so that they want to get to the album.
Exactly.
Yeah, because people looking up Chloe Bailey on their services, that is different, an officially different listing than everything you've had previously.
Alley. Exactly.
Right.
Are you and your sister recording at all together right now?
So right now, we've been just building and having fun with our sisterhood because we were apart for so long, for 8 months. And I'm happy that we've been just having fun. And she's kind of taking a big break right now because she worked her ass off in Europe for like 8 months, and then she had to pause again during the pandemic, then go back. Right. So,
how long you guys been back together?
She got back in July, and I was so happy.
So you're still just in that zone,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. So,
when you say enjoying sisterhood, do you mean like smoking weed and eating Doritos?
I've never smoked.
And watching Netflix? So no weed.
Watching Netflix, eating, pigging out. Yes, and
you drinking alcohol yet?
But no weed.
I do, but I'm learning that. I don't like it as much, but I love Moscato, some sweet wine.
That's where it starts.
Yeah, but no,
that's where
I'm
it starts.
Gateway.
That's where it starts.
No. But yeah, and then
next year it'll be like, I love a great Chianti and the Tuscan, blah, blah, blah.
Now, listen, really, have you, the step you need to take, have you had Bailey's before?
No.
First of all, it's delicious, and you need to sip it on the rocks.
It's
and second
dairy,
of all,
dairy.
Damn it, it's dairy.
See, you looking out for me. Thank you.
But gotcha. I was looking out for you for the brand endorsement. But vegan Bailey's.
Bailey's.
Yo, if we can get Bailey's to do a vegan Bailey's with Chloe Bailey.
There you go.
That's something. I know.
Well, and it's a great. It is. A
it's
great
delicious.
It
is. Oh my God.
It's a liqueur. You know what I mean? It's something you mix with. You know what I mean?
It's delightful. I like it straight on the rocks.
No, you soft. You know what I'm saying?
So what are you mixing it with?
I mean,
coffee?
Rum. People mix it with all types of stuff. Coffee.
The coffee's phenomenal.
It's a liqueur.
You a coffee drinker?
No, but I love green tea. And at Starbucks, I love the strawberry refresher with extra green tea pumps because it gives me the caffeine and the energy. Yes.
Are you a boba tea person?
No, I can't. It has dairy.
Boba has dairy.
What's boba?
Wait, the tapioca has dairy in it? Mm-hmm.
Tapioca pudding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the boba, the little balls.
Mm-hmm. The little balls have dairy.
Yeah, it's not vegan. I don't know if it's specifically dairy, but it's not vegan.
But it's not vegan. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, let's get into Have Mercy.
Yes.
We don't have an album. Mm-hmm. We don't have an album date. Mm-hmm. We don't know who's collaborating as of yet. but you'll be back,
I'll be back for sure.
Because we've seen artists on the precipice of what you're on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's the last time we see them.
It is true.
Because they are in the stratosphere.
Yeah.
And we're happy to have been a part of this journey so far. So I want to make sure that if we never see you again, we are proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's been real. We've enjoyed it.
No, I'll come back.
You
guys have supported me for a long time. So no, I'll be back.
I'm bullshitting. We are really happy for you.
Thank you.
And even deeper than that, happy for where you and your sister are going.
Thank you.
Because, you know, her... When you guys come back, imagine what that's going to be.
Well, yeah, when does the movie come out?
2023? I think they just released the date.
2023. Wow. Actually, so timing-wise, you could end up dropping... You guys could already be back to dropping an album around the movie.
See? Exactly.
There you go.
Timing is everything.
Are you guys working on like soundtrack record? Well, you can't talk about that. I'm sure there's going to be like a, of course.
Music is great. Love music.
Love music. Music's great.
Yo, give it up. Just Chloe Bailey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot
97. Whoa, Laura, what's popping?
You know what's popping are these tickets to see Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One for that Versus at the Barclays Center. Going down Sunday, October 17th. We got tickets.
Call right now. You want to get down with Laura, never lose it. Here go that Wale, J. Cole. It's Friday. We made. Y'all, somebody going to poke it out this weekend. And once you poke it out, you're going to get poked in it. Be careful.
Okay.
Whoa, hey, yo. You don't need no other body.
Only you feel on my body. Only you feel on my body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't need no other body. Girl, I want you there.
Hey, turn that up.
Seven Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Friday Vibrations. We are together again for a Friday. Yo, did y'all see what's going on at Howard University right now?
The housing crisis?
Yeah, man.
I have not.
Yeah, Howard University students are currently protesting right now. I'm trying to get a full grasp of like how a college has a housing crisis. Because you know why? I never spent time in dorms.
Yeah.
And I never got school. I never got residency that way.
So but I think that's the problem, Ebro.
Yeah, well.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Laura.
I said that the problem that I read was that the people who are making the decisions have never even stepped foot in a dorm. So the living conditions are not
good. Oh, so it's about the living conditions, not the lack of housing.
I think it's a combination.
Okay.
Let me find it, because somebody has
The reason it, you know, I think a lot of people, and if you don't know, in D.C. is a lot of gentrification happening. You know, what used to be known as which still is a predominantly black city in the D.C. metro. But there's a lot of people, you know, whose homes are getting bought and moving out and losing their homes because of skyrocketing rent prices, et cetera, et cetera. But the students are really making some noise down there. It says there's a housing crisis at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Many students are dealing with what they describe as incredibly unsafe living conditions.
Mm-hmm. Tuition hikes, lack of COVID testing. Today, they've entered, let me see. Oh, wow. Yesterday was their third day of protests.
Well, and it says the Board of Trustees who oversee tuition, budgeting, and other activities are an unelected group of wealthy individuals who are not accountable to students, faculty, or even university workers.
Crazy.
According to the Claudia Jones Club at Howard University. In addition, students, faculty, and alumni have been removed from serving on the Board of Trustees.
Wow. Students are complaining about water damage, mold in dorms. You know how dangerous that is? Saying that despite reporting problems, there's been no change.
And, you know, Howard, you know, listen, one of the more notable HBCUs receiving lots of money recently, opening up new facilities. Like, we hear about all this stuff they're opening up,
yeah,
right? Like the new hall of this, and they just built the this and the this. But why wouldn't they make sure that students, who are the backbone of the university, have adequate and, I mean, for that matter, beautiful living conditions?
Man, this is really sad. Because I'm reading this article. They're saying that students attempted to host a town hall on Tuesday night, inviting the administration to participate. But instead, police came, attempting to remove protesters, and student affairs vice president, a woman by the name of Cynthia Evers, emailed student body threatening punishment. including expulsion for those participating in the protests, claiming there is no housing shortage in response.
See, that's just a misunderstanding. So it's just not about shortage. It's more than just shortage.
Yeah.
It's conditions.
That's horrible. This is horrible.
Listen, shout to the students down there. I'm going to actually post on the Ebro Times these little, I found some graphics I can share because I'm going to donate down there to the student-led organizations, help them out. Keep the pressure on them.
Yeah, man.
Listen, you got to keep the pressure on, man. You got to keep the pressure on.
Do they have the money and they just don't want to spend it?
It sounds like it's a misappropriation. That's what it sounds like, because I haven't heard of Howard being short on money.
I'm about to say,
or having money issues.
And it ain't cheap.
Right. So imagine the students who finally were able to make it and paid and took out loans, and they're living in dorms with mold in them. You know the health problems that causes?
Well, the mold, see, that mold thing is real. A lot of people out here are wondering why they wake up every morning with sinus problems and headaches and having respiratory issues, or have, you know, I know some people who got permanent respiratory issues, and these are wealthy individuals who bought homes that were riddled with mold.
Just painted over,
and
right?
Dry rot, and it was just painted over, and they were wondering why they kept having respiratory issues, and they were having all these developing asthma and different type of, you know, bronchitis, whatever, and got it and had permanent respiratory issues because they ended up moving into a house and living there for, you know, a year and change with mold in it. You got to check for mold. If you haven't had a mold inspection or bought a mold kit, which is only a couple of dollars on Amazon, it's definitely something you should look into. If you're working in a place and all of a sudden you start having sinus issues and respiratory issues, and or you live or work in an old building, definitely ask if they've had a mold test and get yourself a mold kit. That's real. Super real. Let's get into the game that lives up to its name, Shenanigan Time. What we giving away, Laura Styles? What we got?
We got tickets to see Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One for Versus.
All right, now, Jeremy and Jennifer on the line. It's going down at the Barclay Sunday.
Hi.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
Jennifer, where are you commuting to right now?
I'm actually on my way to work. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm a traveling hairstylist.
Okay. Traveling hairstylist. That's not like a traveling circus.
I mean, they both travel. That's
I never heard. I've heard people call themselves the hairstylist, and I get what she does. She goes from people's house to house, right, Jennifer?
Yes. I work for named Glam Squad.
But I didn't know
I
that
love
people.
Glam Squad.
You said what? Glam Squad.
I've been over there before. I've done some hair over there.
There you go. Jennifer hooking up the wigs over here at Hot 97. We appreciate you, because, you know, some of these ladies be pulling up. We be like, yo, that ain't what you like. You look like on the grandma. Jennifer, we appreciate you.
Yeah, you can add my Instagram, Jen Styles, J-E-N-Z Styles.
Oh, you related to Laura Styles.
Wow.
Another Styles. Another Styles.
Yes, Jen.
Jen Styles. Jeremy, what's going on, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, fam. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good morning, family. Where are you commuting to?
I'm actually at work already. I'm an HVAC tech.
Shout to the HVAC techs out here getting ready for the winter season, making sure things is keeping you toasty inside.
Yes,
all right, Jennifer,
sir.
Who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
I want Laura Styles.
Yeah, okay, that's the call. That's the call.
Doesn't everyone?
That Kane KRS versus going down. Sunday night, watch it on the Fight app. It's easy to download, F-I-T-E, Triller. You can go that route, too. Stream it from the crib if you can't get in the Barclay. Remember, everybody got to be vaxxed up to go in the Barclay. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Right
here we go.
Okay, the weekend was just
Ebro.
Named. Ebro.
The weekend was just named.
Three.
Artist of the year.
Two. Maybe, but incorrect. Oh. The weekend was just named a Goodwill Ambassador for what organization?
Never
heard of that.
The United Nations?
United Nations is correct.
Okay.
On a standard die, what number is opposite of
Ebro.
Six? Ebro.
Opposite of six is
Three, two,
one.
One is correct.
One,
tie
one,
game.
One.
Who bought Cardi B a mansion?
Look. Ebro.
Laura?
Offset.
A mansion in DR.
It was her dad,
birthday.
Too. That's not technically correct.
Oh, my God. It is correct.
What is the capital of Poland?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura?
Poland? Warsaw.
Warsaw is correct. Laura's leading. Who did Fat Joe say
Ebro.
Was a modern?
Laura.
Ebro.
DaBaby.
DaBaby, modern day Tupac, is correct. Which TV show used to feature stories by Charlie?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
Used to feature stories by Charlie. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
What'd you get?
Which TV show?
That's what you get for watching my list and then trying to
Charlie Brown?
Incorrect. I'll finish
the question. Please.
Gosh.
Which TV show used to feature stories by Charlie Murphy?
Oh my gosh.
The Chappelle Show.
That is correct. It is a tie.
Ooh,
oh
for
my
the
gosh.
Tie.
Okay.
Yo, that's what you get for trying to time. All up in my mouth all the time.
Shut up.
Excuse me.
My lord.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here.
Every time I go to answer, here she come with the word. All up in my mouth. Yelling all loud.
All right, Johnny.
Johnny trying to figure out how to help Laura win.
No,
stop making eye contact and googly right. eyes.
Oh,
trying to
my
hustle
God.
This.
Shut up, Ebro.
Exactly.
Okay.
On a Friday, tie game. Who's going to take it?
Okay.
What is the international governing board?
Ebro.
Oh, my gosh.
Ebro.
The international governing board is the for... It's the Maritime Academy for Time.
No.
That's not it.
The
incorrect.
Governing, I thought, is it United
I'll
Nations?
I'll finish the question.
Oh my gosh.
United Nations.
What is the International Governing Board for Soccer?
FIFA.
FIFA.
That is correct. Laura wins.
I thought you were going to say who keeps time worldwide.
Oh,
oh
gosh.
Wow.
It was close.
Jen!
Jennifer, yay! Jen Styles.
Yes, Jen, you got the tickets to yay! See Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One at the Barclays Center for Versus. Going
yeah,
down
you're going to be
Sunday.
Up in there. It's going down. You can
oh
pass your card
God.
Around because it's going to be some
amazing.
Lace fronts that need work.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never won anything before. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's real. I love that. You're welcome. Hang on. Yo, Jeremy.
Appreciate it.
Yo, we love you, man. Keep going out here. Keep blessing the people with heat and air and all that. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Love. I got you.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'm going to tell you about Megan Thee Stallion's hottie sauce. Details coming up next.
Wow.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Megan Thee Stallion and Popeyes announced their very own hottie sauce, brand new collaboration. So customers will be able to add the sauce to their order starting October 19th. They're saying the sauce is described as a sweet, bold sauce with a hint of spice. Yeah. So she's also dropping merch, tumblers, and plush doggy toys, which I love. And anyway, Megan is also becoming an owner of her very own a couple of restaurants.
That's dope.
She's stepping into own part of the franchise. And she also asked Popeyes to make a donation to Houston's Random Acts of Kindness, a special organization
this.
That she loves.
This is way better than what I thought it was going to be.
I think it's amazing. Right. It's
because
dope.
When Laura told us we was talking about thought juice or thought sauce or whatever.
Hottie sauce.
That's what it was. I was like, yo, what is she selling? Sweaty booty cheek juice? Like, what is happening?
Well, it still could be that. This?
I mean, it's sauce for your thighs and breasts.
Hey. I mean, I've definitely...
Hey, talk about it, Laura. See, now you talk about it. Talk about it. But I'm just glad that you know.
I want some of that...
Hottie sauce.
Word. Papa sauce.
Laura said, pour it on me. Pour it on me.
Now, this is dope, man. Yo, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but Megan Thee Stallion is making amazing business deals outside of her music. Yeah.
As she should. She deserves
She's
it all.
She's moving.
And that work. Doesn't surprise me. Personality-wise, she always came in with like a business approach in a lot of ways.
Super
dope. And you got to start. And, you know, look, you know, to the artists out there watching these moves, you know, when you hit a lick like Megan Thee Stallion hit quick, where it was like in the course of 24 months, explosion, diversifying your revenue sources and your income, revenue streams, if you will, is the best thing to do. Start making those investments quick because you never know when the music's going to slow down.
Right, right, right. Nerd. At your Flash of the Light report, the time is 6:59, high of 77 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I got a congratulations, you played yourself, to the multiple individuals using Magic Johnson's HIV scenario as a parallel for Kyrie Irving's COVID vax scenario. Bro. Y'all hang on. This is getting out of hand. We got to get to this coming up. Plus, ride or die, man. It's Friday. Hey, I can't help myself. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Cass, you're setting a tone. You're setting a tone, Cass.
Yo, why'd you play this, Cass? I mean, yo, y'all be knowing how to get me going, son.
No, there's no, no, stop. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's yeah.
The reason why this is playing right now. But chill,
son. Queens. I'm pulling it together.
Hip-hop.
Man, I just want to say to our audience, man, I wish... And I've talked about it many times, man. I love when we see y'all, man. I love when we meet y'all. I love when we see y'all. And I'm so appreciative for all the love we get when we walking around and y'all speak and say hello. A lot of the drivers, Rosenberg, I'm sure you experience this, Laura, when you're just walking around, there's so much love all the time. And we just really appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
So just, you know, just know we love y'all and, you know, and we continue to feel the love in this town. You know what I mean? And for anybody on this show, on our show, you know what I'm saying, that you know, hasn't walked the streets and felt the love, you know what I mean, recently, because I don't know if y'all seen these ratings that the listeners is.
Oh, I see them. Right, I see them. I sure do.
I don't really look at them. Every once in a while, P.O. the burrito, you know what I'm saying?
Not his
mom. Wow.
What? Nothing. That's bad? I can't say that no
nickname.
More.
It's his old nickname.
I can't say that no more?
Listen, just to be clear, I never thought you should say it.
No!
But he did hit me too and tell us the last couple months been really spectacular.
I call him P.O. the Burrito. He's not Mexican.
That doesn't make it.
That's offensive.
That makes it worse.
It might make it worse.
Why?
It might make it worse.
No, but he takes all of the station and he wraps himself around it. You know what I'm saying? He wraps it around and he makes it taste and feel so good.
Yo, hit John Gruden with the butt.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
He takes all the junk in Hot 97 and wraps it up tight.
That is
and delivers
really
it in a tasty way.
That is really good. Dips it in a green sauce and serves it up.
Nice and toasty. So I've seen this multiple times. And I guess we'll have to talk about why it doesn't make sense. And it's what is known as a false equivalency. The fascist NBA won't let Kyrie Irving play for refusing a vaccine. But they still let Magic Johnson play with HIV.
Hit the button.
Yeah. Yo.
Just hit it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
First, let's just start with the simple basics. Is HIV a disease that's transmitted through breathing?
Oh, absolutely not.
Wait, you already skipped over the first mistake of the tweet. How many mistakes there are in this tweet from the beginning? It says the NBA won't let Kyrie Irving play. Also not true.
And he also hasn't refused the vaccine.
It's the rule in the state of New York. It has nothing to do with the NBA, actually. You think the NBA wants to deal with this? They would love Kyrie to be playing. But that's the rule in New York. Not even the rule.
So, yeah, that part's wrong. You're absolutely right.
And then can you
HIV is not transmitted through breathing.
Oh, Ebro, but you never played basketball before. It's a contact sport. People bleed. They
sometimes,
play hard.
Sometimes you get so... Sometimes you D up someone so hard, you literally have to have sex with them on the floor.
See, now you're gone too far.
Well, that's the only way. I'm just trying to think of how it's transmitted.
That's the only way.
You can bleed. At the time, they thought it was...
Do people know how it's transmitted?
At that time, nobody was fully sure.
Now, if I recall correctly, Magic Johnson stopped playing in the NBA when he found out he had HIV, y'all.
Right.
He made a comeback. He eventually made a comeback. A year or two later, he had a brief comeback.
But he stopped. He stopped first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on his own. And it was on his own, or was that the NBA's?
No. He announced he was taking a step back. He announced he was taking a step back because he learned he contracted HIV. And yes, at the time, I mean, people were aware that you contracted it the way you contracted it, but obviously, it was still 1992. It wasn't, you know, it was a new era. But even back then, Ebro, within a year or whatever, he went back to play, and all the players understood you can't transmit it that way, and no one ever was happy to have him back.
Now, you know that what you see in the NBA now, somebody start bleeding, they stop everything. That started during Magic Johnson, though. They immediately stop, and, you know, you can't be running around bleeding on people, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So they stopped that. But still, the fact that people are doing this and saying this and are that dumb and that ill-informed and ignorant and sharing this. And by the way, the one that I just read, or the two that I've seen, were posted by Republican leadership.
No.
Elected officials.
Yeah, and by the way, the original, I need to be clear, the original post comes from some lady who's a quack right-winger. That's where it started. It started with
the one I'm reading right now, the one I just read.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, no, that was the other one. The one I just read was from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, really? The other one I had was different.
I saw the one you're talking about Laverne. The one running for office, Laverne somebody down in Florida or something.
So she's some quack. And then the crazy thing is you have the right-wingers posting it, but there are people on my timeline who posted it.
Bruh.
And they just asked a question underneath. You know, like, is this fair? Is this whatever? To even repost it with a question mark, hit the button. You have to hit the button. It is a huge L to post.
Congratulations,
that anyway.
You played yourself.
It makes no sense comparatively. It just makes no sense.
Now, my favorite response comes from the Marjorie Taylor Greene post when I was reading the responses. And somebody said, unless Magic was bleeping Mo Cheeks in the low post, I think the two analogies are dissimilar.
I like that he used Mo Cheeks as the example.
Well, he had to. He had to use
Mo Cheeks. Some of the replies I read were insane.
Yeah,
but,
he had to.
Funny as hell. I'm like, fam.
Yo, and just for clarity, on this Friday, you know, with everything going on out here, there's a lot going on. There's a lot been going on. I just would like to say, everybody has lost their rabid ass mind. The things y'all share on social media and the thing. Fam, if you haven't found a trusted information outlet with as a credible source of information, and you're just sharing memes, like somebody takes a picture and puts words across it, and you think that that's a trusted source of information.
That blows my mind.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, so stupid.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
The
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I do think that's a larger conversation to have at some point, though. I was talking about this with my boy Ballard yesterday. Is the trusted source thing, though?
It's a big deal.
I realize that my privilege and upbringing of being born to parents who were really into the news, who were both college educated, who always grew up reading news. I know my whole life, oh yeah, this is reputable. This is a place you can trust.
Well, how about this? Even deeper. Some people don't know that you can be a doctor of different things.
Yes.
And not have expertise in other things.
Some people don't comprehend that. There's different levels when it comes to nurses, too.
Like, you can be a doctor of English, and you have no medical expertise at all.
So people would be out here taking advice from John Cena simply because he was the doctor of Thuganomics?
There you go.
That's not a real doctor.
Well, he's a doctor, bro. He's a doctor.
Yo, it's so true. Rosemark, recently, a friend of mine was like, I was asking him because she was having questions about the vaccine, right? She's like, a girl I know who's a nurse sent me this article. It was an InfoWars article.
Alex Jones.
It blows my mind. I was like, do you understand what that is?
Here's another thing. Oh. People don't know. Like, you know when you open a newspaper and it says opinion, but it's in the newspaper.
Yes.
People don't know that that's not based on facts.
Hello.
That's just an opinion.
Do you think?
But it's in the newspaper, bro. I read it in the newspaper. But that's that guy's opinion.
Do you think the average New Yorker knows the difference between the New York Post, the Daily News, and the New York Times?
No.
Like, do you think they know that? Like, what each one represents?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't.
I saw it in the newspaper.
People think also a quick Google search, be like, oh, but I saw it on the internet. Do you know that any moron can create a website and write whatever they want? And people are like, but it's quick Google search.
I saw it. Well, listen. So, yes, it's a problem. People don't know. People don't know what editorial is. People don't know the difference between journalism and just, like, you know, someone blogging.
Right. Right.
Like, people, honestly, it happens all the time. People be like, yo, you're a journalist. I'll say, no, I'm not. I don't write. I don't journal. I don't nothing.
Talk to sources for news stories.
I don't do investigative research before I talk or anything. I broadcast. Right. I'm a host.
We are hosts with opinions. That is it.
But people don't know the difference. They don't. And so that is a problem. And the real indictment falls on our education system.
Yeah.
That's the real indictment here.
That's the sad part.
The real indictment of all of our... most of our issues in society fall on our education system, which is terrible. And that's an understatement. And it's not an indictment on teachers, because I know teachers really work hard. But to some of the teachers listening right now, y'all work with some people that y'all know are morons, and you're like, yo, how is this person a teacher? and why can't they get fired? Yo, there's teachers out there on purpose. I've heard stories recently on purpose doing nothing in the classroom. Doing nothing for the kids. They hate the kids. They hate the job. The energy when they show up to work, the kids are like, "Why? You don't think those kids know that you hate them? And you don't want to be there? And you expect them to perform? But they can't get rid of them. They can't fire them." And that's often why parents are like, I'm not sending my kid to this bureaucracy-ridden public institution where we can't make changes and change the curriculum and make adjustments. I'm not doing that. I'm sending my kid to a charter or a private or whatever if you have the means.
So then
you have kids who don't have the means, who get left behind with these teachers who don't want to be there in schools that don't have enough resources, that people ain't taking care of. And we wonder why those kids end up on Rikers. Or with mental health problems walking around the streets. Damn, I just went off the deep end on that.
I know. But I do want to say, shout out to the teachers, though, that do care, that do work in public schools. Listen, I've been sharing Amazon wish lists from all these teachers that I've been reaching. I've been like, yo, thank you so much. All I want is books that show inclusivity, and you know, they just want resources for their classrooms because they get $0.
Well, coming up, hopefully it begins next week. We have raised thousands of dollars for schools in need here in the New York City area. And even if you listen to us around the country, too, I think we'll be able to help y'all out. New York City's a little bit different because it is not, there's the Department of Education, and you can go straight to a school and give a school money through the principal and take care of schools. Whereas some schools, you can't just do that. You have to go through the Board of Education, which gets real political and crazy with the donations and things like that. But if you have a solution, if you work in a school district where there is a Board of Education and things are political and you have a way for us to donate, we'll talk all about it next week. But we've raised thousands of dollars, and we're reaching out to some more friends, people who listen to the station, as well as celebrities, to donate to the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation up here at Hot 97. The radio station we broadcast from, and they've got some money set aside. So we're gonna be helping out some teachers, some schools, students. Hopefully, starting next week, we're pulling it all together. It's Cast One right now, 97 minutes commercial free on a Friday. It looks like the sun's gonna be shining, partly cloudy. Some rain is supposed to happen Saturday evening into Sunday, but that's about it. Sunday's supposed to drop down in the 60s and mostly 60s next week. So enjoy this warmth today. What's the high in New York today, Laura Stout?
A high of 77.
Pushing right. 80, man.
Shout out to Cast this one. It's been nice.
Let's go. Yo, shout out to Blast. Ty Dolla $ign. Y'all up on Blast, high. Man? Mm-mm. Have y'all really listened to this kid, Blast? It's spelled B-L-X-S-T. That record came right out in 2020 right there. It's just exploding crazy right now.
There's
it's
a dance Chosen. That go with it too, right?
I have no idea, sir.
Right? Ain't there a little internet move that go with that song?
There's a big TikTok dance that goes with that. TikTok.
Yeah, nah, I'm not on TikTok.
It's migrated.
It sounds awesome.
But the dude, Blast, is like a hook genius, vocalist, songwriter. His album's fire. He's got work. He's working. He's coming out of L.A. He's one of them young dudes that y'all got to look out for. No crazy auto-tuning. Like, he's a real singer. Like,
I only have one issue.
What?
I've had enough with the X's in there. It feels like the time's passed.
Yeah, I was the same.
But he sounds dope. Yeah. He sounds like a great guy.
I put my opinion aside about y'all continuing to just make things hard to read.
Yeah, like, it's...
The whole dropping vowels thing is so played out. Like,
y'all should have listened from Black, okay? When this happened to Black, it stunted his growth actually as a successful
young
artist.
Six Lack,
because people were so busy calling him Six Lack.
And Black is fire out here,
fire, and he's doing great. But I think he could be even bigger if people could pronounce his name? Possibly. Name game's big, bro.
People like, well, because once you reach a certain level in the game, there's a whole other audience that is a more passive listener. That's the majority of consumers. They're passive. They're not active. That active hardcore base that builds you and gets you going, that's a small percentage. To become a household name,
you got to be exactly that, a household name.
Something that people can actually comprehend.
At least if they look at it, could read it.
Well, even if it's new. Even if it's new. Like, you know, first I remember the first time I heard Beyonce's name. I was like, what's her name? First time I heard Kanye's name. What?
Kanye West. Kanye.
You know what I'm saying? But at least they have all the letters in there.
Right. So once you know it, you get it when you look at it.
Well, and when you search for it places, you ain't got to remember that it's misspelled or missing letters.
Ebro, you should change your O to a zero. Make yours a zero. Make your name Ebro with a zero. So everyone messes it up when they try to search for you.
Yeah. Yo, where's DJ John? Get on the line so you can be smarter than DJ John.
I'm here.
The DJ John.
Chatty.
The DJ John. Jay-Jay.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
DJ John.
Yo, Friday.
DJ.
Yo, John, what's popping, baby?
I'm upset.
What happened?
Of the...
And, well, first, before you tell us what happened, okay. What can people win if they're smarter than you?
They have a chance to get your bills paid with our Meek Mill debt
Meek
relief
Mill
plan. That's
paying
right.
Paying your bill.
You get tickets to see him at the concert MSG on October 23rd with Lil Uzi. Meek Mill expensive paint available now on streaming platforms. Made how about Meek Mill and Atlantic Records.
Okay, that's great.
Now, why are you mad, bro? Tell us why you mad.
Two things. One, the ending of Squid Games, I didn't like it.
What?
Oh, covered this God. Already.
Here we go again.
We did talked y'all? About this. Yes!
Yeah, oh, because you guys spoiled it. That was another thing I don't like. All right, yeah, the ending and the way you guys spoiled it.
Bro,
that's about it.
You got on this radio and spoiled Spider-Man when it came out, bro.
No, that, he's a liar. What are you
that's
talking
a
about?
Fact.
I'll never forget
Ebro.
That.
You never
Ebro.
Forget what?
That's there are people fact. Out here who still haven't forgotten.
Squid Games is one thing. That's Netflix. I. You got on this radio and
it's not like I'm saying
a Marvel... blockbuster, like the movie of the summer.
Like he Ebro, he saw it early. Right? Yeah. He saw it early.
Oh, yeah,
he spoiled it the
yet.
Day it came out.
It's not like I'm saying Iron Man's alive. It's like, I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm saying that Thanos is coming back. I'm not saying that, you know.
You're just saying you did.
What are you saying and why are you still
like,
talking?
What if? Oh like, God. What if they come back? You know what I'm saying?
But I do feel you on the Squid Games ending. We're not the only ones, John. There are a lot of people who didn't like it.
But the old man down. Alive right. at the end.
Y'all just
was
seen
weird.
Squid Squad, man. Chill.
That's it. You're not Squid Squad.
Chill.
I'm Squid Squad.
You're not a Ganabu.
I came up with right. that name, Squid
you're
Squad.
Gambu.
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 You ain't Gambu.
Gambu might have been the last good episode, actually. It might have ended with Gambu. Might have been the end.
Disrespect.
Anyway.
Yo, and y'all do know there's no S on it, right?
Yeah, it's Gambu.
Gambu. It's not
no,
Squid
it's not
Games.
Squid Games. It's Squid Game.
No. Squid Squad I came up with. You guys stole it.
No, we did not.
But if you black, it's Squid Games. And nah, I don't know why it's not called Squid Games, because they playing multiple games.
Well, only
there's one large game.
Game,
but...
What was your favorite game?
The last game
Shut
was
up,
a
John.
Squid Game.
Who's on the line? I'm over, John.
Yo, we got Gary on the line. I'll beat you. No
Gary!
Yo.
How you doing,
what's
man?
Up, man? Good
answer
morning.
This. I'm all right. Answer this question super fast so you can be in the building, hanging okay. out with Meek Mill, Uzi Vert, many, many more at the Garden, plus a shot at Meek Mill paying your worst bill. Mm. Crazy. What's your worst bill, by the way, my guy?
All of them.
Facts.
That's life.
Real talk.
Okay. All right. Here you go. Here's your question. Can you tell us? What chicken franchise had the chicken sandwich craze?
Popeyes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Remember,
was
people
it?
Were wilding out. People
now they got another
shot.
Craze.
Jeez.
Megan Thee Stallion's thought juice. No, what's it called?
No, it's called hottie sauce.
Hottie yeah. sauce. Yo, listen here.
Is
that's
spicy?
My type of sauce.
You talk
babe.
About it.
All right, DJ John. What was Popeyes originally founded as?
As Popeyes. Oh, wait. Chicken nuggets.
Chicken on the Run. Damn that it. Was the original name.
Chicken on the Run.
That's a bad name. I love Chicken McNuggets.
Yo, what's my man's name on the phone?
Gary.
Gary. Gary. Yo, Gary, we love you, man. You in the building to see Meek Mill at the Garden.
Let's get it.
Let's get it, families. Hang on one second. You also got a shot at Meek Mill paying your bill. Shout out to Meek Mill. We love you, bro. Matter of fact, play that Sharing all Locations right, real quick, Cass. It's one of the biggest songs streaming right now on Apple Music in New York City. Meek Mill been holding that number one slot since that Expensive Pain came out.
DJ John.
Flashing lights immediately next. What up, Laura Styles?
I just want to share this funny story about Kim Kardashian and Northwest. the things that come out of children's mouths when they get upset. We'll discuss coming up, Flash and Lights.
DJ John. Meek Mill at the Garden. Meek Mill and Friends. We got more tickets all day today. Make sure y'all keep it on Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Let's go, Flashing Lights time. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles, you put us on.
So recently, Kim Kardashian sat down for a segment of Mom Confessions with Ellen DeGeneres. But this is funny because she said that every time she gets into some kind of disagreement with her daughter, Northwest, she tells her, your house is so ugly. It's all white. Who lives like this?
Yo, wow. North, I agree. Yo, I agree with Northwest.
Yo, but it's funny. Yo, my friend told me that her kid was like, in front of all the teachers at school, they're like, Mom, how come you never comb your hair? Like, why do kids say the wildest things in front of people?
Kids are super disrespectful.
Oh, my gosh. No filter. She was looking at her like,
well, because they don't even, well, sometimes kids know it's disrespectful and they know you ain't gonna do ish.
Fam.
That's that part. But see, that's why I spend a lot of time embarrassing my child and talking the most ish to my child.
What do you
keep
mean?
Her off balance. Because when she get older and start clapping, I'm clapping right back.
Oh, my gosh.
You think you just gonna get to talk slick and ain't nobody gonna say nothing? I got words for you, child.
Wait, has Issa ever said anything wild?
Nah, not yet.
What about you, Shawnee? What about your kids?
Yeah, she walked into my brother's house and was like, what a dump.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Yo, chill, fam.
Issa would
never.
Was
it a dump, though?
It was.
That's even worse. And that's even worse.
It was his wife. She answered the door. And we walked in. That place was looking crazy. I hope they're not listening right now, but it was looking nuts.
Yo, she walked in. Shawnee, she was five. Now we know where your daughter get it from.
She was
supposed to get up here and lie.
She said, what a dump. She was. His real. Wife was like,
oh, my. By the way, there's nothing you can explain it away to. Like, all you can say is, hey, I mean, listen, that's her truth.
I mean, it was just that day. Right. It was just that day.
They had to clean it up.
They had to.
There's no out. Clean up. That's just how they feel. Sorry.
I was like, yo, chill.
Yeah, it's not really that much of a dump.
Yeah,
well.
Like, be easy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But see now. That situation, right? Kids know.
Dump.
Kids know better. Kids know better. They just don't have to care. They know
sometimes.
They're being mean.
But you know, sometimes they'll even be pointing at people in public, you know, just because it looks different.
How
and they
old
wanna...
are we talking here?
He said five.
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 Five. Five's four. Pretty young.
Five. Yeah. Five, it could happen. Five, it could happen. You know, by the way, Ebro, you have to remember, your daughter is, Issa is, I don't want to say other world intelligent, but she is operating at a maturity level. Like right now, if Issa did it, you'd be like, oh my God, this was a decision that you just turned on these people.
Right.
But there are some people at 5, 6, 7, they're still just figuring it out. And they blurt, and you're like, oh my God.
Right. It's brutally honest.
Issa, Issa understands mean and rude from early. Like, there's just certain things that she's not. Now, would she be like, Daddy, you know, we're out somewhere. She'd be like, Daddy, have you gotten your back waxed yet?
Right.
You know,
she'll say loose
but
things
not,
to you that you don't,
yeah,
you're like,
she's
hey.
She's not, like, you know, trying to be mean to someone.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are trying to be mean. They just speak what is on their mind.
Like they're.
Cat said, nah, brutally honest.
Yeah. What about when the kids, what about when they pull the, like, hey, Daddy, why is that man so fat?
That happens.
Like, no.
That happens. They start pointing. It's just because, you know, for them, they're seeing everything for the first time. You know, learning life as they, you know, move. And you're
but
like,
to
yo,
even
chill.
Know the word, but see, here's the thing.
Yeah, I know where you're
even
going.
Even know the word fat and its application.
Right. Well, if you're saying the words,
that they
right.
got it from somewhere.
Right. Well, that's school, Ebro.
TV.
Yeah.
TV. Apps, YouTube, you know, all these jokes on these kid cartoons.
So you have to think about, but you have to think about how they got that information.
Right.
And all I'm saying is my 5-year-old would not have known the application of why
dump.
Is that person fat or dump.
Right.
Like they would.
I bet your 5-year-old would have known fat. I bet she would have.
No, she wouldn't have.
And the thing is when they,
they don't always say fat. Sometimes they point.
Or say big.
Because it looks different to them.
Right, right, right.
Or, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or anything that looks different. A wheelchair or somebody that's short. But they, see, they but point and you're
in
like,
that moment,
yo,
you say, mommy, in that look. Moment, you say, don't point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And hopefully they don't get you caught out there. It could happen. All I'm saying is parents, we always try to act like we don't know how they got it.
Right.
We know how they got it.
Well, my daughter knew what a dump looked like. Be like, yo, your play area looks like a dump. So she knew. Clean it up.
Right, right.
So she walked in the next spot and was like, what a dump.
That's your flesh and light report. The time is 8 a.m., high of 77 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Disrespect.
How do you live like this?
How do you live? Yo, but by the way, Northwest is on point. She knows. She knows. And somebody probably said it. One of her friends probably said it to her, too. Like, why is your house all white? Like, she was probably like, yeah. Who wants just all white?
Wait, it's all white inside?
Yes.
Remember?
No.
The whole thing is like just a white, it's white with no color, nothing.
That's weird, yeah.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, now Pandora's box has been opened. This is a Friday vibe, Laura, that I am here for, which is the crazy things that children say, inspired by, Laura, this is Northwest, right?
Yes, so there's a story. Kim Kardashian was recently a guest on Mom Confessions on The Ellen Show, and they asked her, you know, like, you know, what's the meanest thing your child has ever said to you?
And
what's the meanest thing your child has ever said to you? And she said, yo, every time I get into some kind of disagreement with my daughter North, she thinks it's gonna get to me, but she say things like, your house is so ugly, it's all white, who lives like this?
I looked up the pictures. I now understand what she means. Right. It is very strange,
you know, like, but they, that's, you know, crazy. It's art to her and Kanye. They spent so much money and time creating this like perfect art piece to live in. Meanwhile, North is like, what the hell is this?
Well, listen, no one likes to admit, you know, especially people do not like to admit, and guys, if I'm being honest, can I just be, I'll be real with you. My black and Latinx friends are definitely more likely, or less likely, I should say, to admit that their kids talk crazy.
Oh, bro.
They're like, no, my kid wouldn't talk crazy. Every kid talks crazy at some point.
Yes, yes. My friend has curly hair, right? And in the morning, you know, when you're running to grab all the kids together, take them to school, you've seen it. Like, parents barely with some sweats on, let's go.
That's it.
She said that her kid in front of everyone's like, Mom, how come you never comb your hair? Look at the other moms in front of everyone. She was
Now, Shawnee told us a great throwback with his daughter, who's now grown.
Yes.
But a throwback. What'd she say?
At the time, when she walked into my brother's space, she was like, what a dump. And it was just extremely disrespectful. We didn't expect it. But the place was looking like a crazy dump. You know what I'm saying?
But none of us. Hear her little voice. What a dump.
Wait, 1-800-223-9797. Call us up right now. Just give us that one line that you and your family all remember, because it was the craziest thing your kid ever said. Laura was asking me about my niece and nephew.
Because I'm sure they've said something.
No, they've definitely disrespected me on more than one occasion. I'm trying to remember what it was. The first thing that popped in my mind was my brother going up and having a conversation with his neighbors across the street. And the neighbor has this really cute kid who they know well, and my brother's standing there talking to the mom, and the mom's child, little son, who's like 3 years old, comes over and just points at my brother and goes, why are you wearing lady pants? They were skinny jeans, okay?
Right. Oh, my God. You know, I just remembered one, too. My boy had gained a couple of pounds, right? And he said he had gone home for like... Thanksgiving and he saw his family, he saw his adorable niece. She ran up to him and was like, "You're bigger."
Yeah, they gonna look. They gonna state You're the bigger. Obvious, bro. They gonna state the obvious.
Yeah. He was like, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
You're bigger is comedy.
You're bigger is a great line. It's literally the most direct, honest thing. It's what everyone wants to say when you've seen someone who's gained weight.
Right.
If it's a friend of you, you do want to be like, yo, you're bigger. What happened?
Right.
And kids just come up and say it. Yo, that is incredible. And also very telling that Shawnee's kid had learned the phrase, "This is a dump."
I know.
What a dump. I was like, wow.
Cass, when you have nieces and nephews, I know you've heard something.
Well, I mean, there was one time, I'm trying to remember it correctly, when one of my nephews, we were with my grandfather, who's actually a little bit darker skinned, and my nephew, which was lighter, goes to him, "Oh, I'm just looking for grandpa's color in this crayon box so that I could put it on my skin." And I was like,
"No, no, no." Yo, kids, listen. kids say the damnedest and most awkward things. Shawnee, we have people on the line?
Yeah, we got Justin.
Justin.
Hey, good morning, y'all. What's up?
Good morning. What up? Tell us, do you have a niece, nephew, son, or daughter who says something wild?
My 3-year-old son right here, so we go to the barber shop, and he get his cut. He fresh. He look in the mirror. You know, okay. He get a thumbs up. So by the time I get in the chair, the barber just start cutting my hair. He look at me and say to the whole shop, "Daddy ugly, yo." I'm like, damn.
Oh, my
yo.
God.
Wow. Yo.
I didn't even complete the cut.
You didn't even give me a chance.
Now, is your 3-year-old with you right now? Is he with you right now?
Yeah, he is. Hey, Pop, say what's up. Oh, no, he's mad.
Oh, now you want to. Now he wants to be shy. Right. He doesn't want to. Not shy in the barber. Now, Justin, just a warning, because he's hearing you retell this story many times, he probably is going to think this is hilarious and do it again.
Oh, exactly. And we got an appointment Saturday, so.
Oh, man.
Good luck, Justin. Thank you, man.
Wow. Thanks, Justin. All right,
Shawnee, who we got?
David.
David, what happened?
Good morning. My 6-year-old daughter, we went into my friend's house, and they have dogs, and their dogs piss everywhere. They urinate everywhere. So my 6-year-old was like, "This house really smells really bad. I do not want to go inside."
Just made an announcement.
Played everybody.
Yes, as soon as they opened the door, she smelled it. Like, you know that smell of a dog urine that just hit her in the face?
Yes.
Like, really bad in the wood, and she just stood there. And I stood there speechless. I didn't know what to say.
What did your friend say?
She turned whiter than what she was.
Even whiter.
You try to put a straight face, like you don't want to even say something about somebody's house.
Right.
But unfortunately, the kids have no filter.
Oh my gosh.
You just gotta. Like that, you know, it's not a nice thing to say.
Yo, thank you, man. Well, let's take one more, Shawnee.
He's still stumped. He's like, "I didn't even know what to say."
Yo, it's the worst. And by the way, the kid probably heard them say before, you know, their house smells like pee. She probably heard them say that. I guarantee it.
You got Bridget.
Bridget.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. My son was, and this is probably more than 20 years ago. He was 3 years old, Head Start. And he had to draw a picture of, you know, the family and everything, telling about your family, who's in your family. And he got it from my mother, she's fussing at him. She calls him the N-word at home. So when the teacher asked him to, you know, tell us about your family, he said, "Oh, this is my mom, and this is my dad, and this is my brother. He's the N-word." I was so embarrassed.
Wow.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No.
And I don't think he said N-word. That's my brother. He's the
yo. But that's that actually goes a step further, Shawnee, because now they're like, "I think we need to have a conversation at home."
Right.
You might actually get a call into the school to have a serious conversation about, you know.
That's not good.
Racial language in the house. All right, Guru's up next, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Friday. It's time to save a life live.
Let's go.
That's right.
Ebra Lord Rosenberg.
Hey, y'all. It is time for
The Furus, that's the fake guru.
What?
Nah, yo.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to create a positive atmosphere to uplift you in your time of need.
Energy, energy.
Shawnee Culture burns the sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises.
Through the nose.
And let us know who's in need of our help, Rosenberg.
Who's, when are we going to get a breath mint sponsor? All this breathing.
Disrespect.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com.
That's right, that's right.
The Guru Laura. Hey, Laura and team. I was hoping I could get a little help and advice here.
Shout out to Africa.
I met my ex-best friend at work 3 years ago when we were both going through a really bad breakup. We became close, texting, calling every day, and would occasionally hang out. There was a huge sexual attraction between us, and we would always flirt, be sexy, but it never went further than that. He always said he didn't like me and have, quote, those feelings, but would always make comments about whatever guy I was into. He was an on and off again. He has an on and off again girlfriend, but they are insanely toxic. Well, just last year, we finally had sex. It's been lasting a year and it hasn't stopped.
Okay.
He finally admitted to her that this was going on and they broke up. I emailed her and tried downplaying the situation and told her this happened way before she was involved. I tried to save their relationship knowing that he was the one who admitted what was really going on. She always had a clue and always asked him, but he denied it. He found out I said something to her, got pissed, and blocked me. Well, that didn't last long because we started sleeping with one another again. But the amount of times increased. Well, now I'm blocked again, and I don't know what to do. He still blames me for talking to the girlfriend and says I ruined everything. He won't take fault, and I'm tired of being blamed for this toxic on-and-off-again relationship. If he hates me so much, why does he still have sex with me? Am I to blame? What should I do? Side note, I know it was wrong for sleeping with someone with a girlfriend, but we have so much in common. It's like he's my twin flame. I'm so lost.
Oh, signed, God.
Frustrated and annoyed.
Oh, I'm annoyed at you.
Yeah, we're frustrated and annoyed with this conversation.
Listen, the reason he blocks you and still has sex with you is because he likes slutting it out. He likes you like slutting it out. He likes slutting it out.
It's fun to do
y'all
bad
just
things.
Like being nasty and slutty, and he don't got, and he ain't got to be like over talking with you. He just texts you when y'all want to hump.
Right.
So then I block you for a little while, push you away, pull you back in, and then we keep stupping.
He knows it's toxic.
I don't disagree with what Ebro's saying, really. That's basically probably it. And on top of that, what the hell were you thinking reaching out to his girl? Wow. Like, you're wildin'.
The whole thing is just so messy. Look, there is no fixing this. What you have to do is step away from this mess.
Yeah.
That's not your twin flame. Your, no, no.
It's just hot sex on a platter.
Yes, the man is in a relationship.
Run that, run that, run that.
He just wants sex to have on a platter. And your head is somewhere else. Wake up.
I agree. We are all in lockstep. Burn this thing down.
Burn it down.
She won't. She gonna keep.
She won't.
She needs more wood for the fire.
Oh my gosh! Please get it together. The gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
What they don't say on wood from the fire is that there's never really enough wood for the fire.
There never is, not to keep the flame hot. It's going out eventually.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.